call to order. Will you please stand for pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 6, 2020. In each instance, the date, time, and location of the meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmember Burzall?
Here.
Catalano?
Here.
Keeler?
Mm-hmm.
Lexstein?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
And Schwartz. All right, first up would be our remarks from the audience. Here you have up to 3 minutes for any member of the public to stand and just give your name and address, and then you can address the governing body. Anybody? Seeing no hands, we will move on to other minutes. Would a council member like to make a motion to approve the minutes listed below?
I'll make a motion. Second.
All right, roll call. Council members Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Abstain.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
And Rooney?
Yes.
On to the consent agenda. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the items that are on a consent agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
All right, so council members Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes. Hold on. Can I revise my motion to pull resolution 41-2020 through the rest of the consent agenda? Just we got to put 41-2020 separately.
All right, so pulling 41-2020, anybody second that?
Yes.
All right, so roll call on the agenda minus 41-2020. Council members Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
And Rooney?
Yes.
And now I'll make a separate motion to approve 41-2020.
Second.
Okay. Second.
All right. Council members Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
And Rooney?
Abstain.
To ordinances. Would anyone like to make a motion to introduce ordinance number 1-2020?
Can you read that?
I'll start. Calendar year 2020, ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank. NJSA 40A 40-45.14. I'm sorry, who made the motion? Council members Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
And Rooney?
Yes.
On to ordinance 2-2020, an ordinance of the Borough of Seabright in the County of Monmouth, State, New Jersey, authorizing the leasing of a room to the Seabright Historical Society. Second, anyone?
Second.
Okay. Council members Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Abstain.
And Rudy?
Yes.
On to a new business. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the voucher list dated 21-20 as submitted by the finance manager?
I'll make a motion.
Council members Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, next up we have two items for discussion. The first item will be continuation on the community center rules, rights, and fees.
I don't think we're ready for that, Mayor.
All right.
This evening, but we are ready for the number two item.
All righty, then on to beach businesses, these options.
We talked about it at the last meeting, about a 1 year or 2 year. We were a bit confused. I asked Don Klein, our beach manager, to come this evening to maybe address any of his questions, concerns, or things he would like to see in the bids. As you know, we were back and forth. Do we want to offer a 1 year bid to beach concessions, a 2 year bid to beach concessions, and we have to get them out. This isn't the way we normally operate, but I asked Don to come tonight and maybe address some of those concerns. Don, would you like to speak to them?
Yeah, I sent an email out, I guess, to the beach committee, I don't know how long ago now, maybe 4 or 5 weeks, a little bit over a month, just in regards to the beach businesses, 1 and 2 year bids. To be honest with you, I don't know that I feel that strongly about either way. My recommendation was for us to keep it as a 1 year bid, which we've done in the past. The initial thought was we don't know what's going to go on with our beach from year to year. We have a lot of activities on our beach. Our junior lifeguard program has over 300 participants during the course of the summer. Obviously, operations are expanding also on the beach. I'm the type of person, I would hate to be handcuffed for that additional year if we all of a sudden had a really rough winter or we encountered something that we didn't plan on earlier on. When you look at the numbers and the money that we generate off the beach bids, it's really not all that significant, to be honest with you. Volleyball last year was the big one. It was just over $3,000. I think we just did over $7,000 for all the businesses that we run on the beach. So in my estimation, I was a little concerned just with the amount of real estate we have out there on the beach itself, with everything we have going on. If we had a really rough winter and we entered into that second year agreement, I was concerned about that. Also concerned a little bit that, you know, if we entered into a second, a 2 year agreement, that in that second year, who's to say that somebody wouldn't come in from the outside and have, you know, a more of a considerable offer than we had gotten the year before. Sometimes we can generate some competition for it. So again, my recommendation was for just 1 year. I don't know that I feel that strongly about it. I do feel strongly though that things are going well on the beach. Operations are expanding, and I was concerned with the amount of space we have out there if we entered into that second year. You know, for preseason planning, all of a sudden we say, well, we'd like to do this, this, and this, and we think it's real beneficial for the department, but we're kind of hamstrung because we promised volleyball 6 courts. So that was the original idea. And then the second part is just competition, right? If we're getting $3,000 a year off of the volleyball courts, and I'm using that one because it's the bid that's generating the most money. If somebody comes in and comes to Seabright on July 12th and sees, wow, they have volleyball, you know, tournaments here or leagues, and you know, they talk to their buddy wants to come in and give us $10,000 next year, and we enter into a second year for $3,000, I don't know what the benefit is for the municipality, for the borough, to have a second year. What do we get out of it? I mean, I know the business likes it because they can advertise for a second year, they can do all those things, but what is Seabright getting by entering into an agreement that has a second year attached to it? You know, at the end of the day, if we lost all beach bids and have none of it, that $7,000, we don't blink at it. And I hate to say that because every dollar counts, but we do $7,000 on a busy Saturday morning in July through the beach department. I just don't like the idea of the second year because I think, you know, we don't really benefit from it. Now, that's not to say we don't benefit from the businesses. The volleyball, we're getting them for parking. They do frequent our businesses after the volleyball leagues are over at night. I've spoken to a lot of our local businesses, and they do come in, they spend money, and that's, you know, a good shot in the arm. But just with the second year on the bids for the contracts, I was concerned because I didn't really see the benefit for Seabright for the second year.
So, Joe, the question comes up. How many, I know we had concerns with some of the businesses were against the 2 years. Out of the businesses that we've had vying for the available slots in the different areas, How many wanted to stay with the set 1 year as opposed to the 2 year? I know the volleyball is looking for 2 year, just because they want to lock in their slot.
I don't blame them. I mean, they do a great job. I don't.
When you say what's the benefit, one of my concerns about the benefit is we have a really good crew there right now.
Yep.
And the people that run that volleyball crew are, you know, they're they're good, they clean up, they take care of the courts, everything like that.
Yep.
So that's a benefit for us because we know what we have in that 2 year slot. Somebody else could, like you said, somebody could come along just all of a sudden and two people just, hey, we want to do this and offer us 10 grand. But then they leave the courts a mess, they, you know, and it's stuff that we now have to clean up and take care of. So
Right. There's
the benefit to the borough. We know what we have, we know we have a good crew, so that's one of the things.
Right.
The new one coming in, we have no idea what we have. But my curiosity is, you know, between how many we have and how many want the 1 year and how many want the 2 year.
I think the only other businesses that want the 2 year are like the surf camps. That they want the 2 year because it's been expressed to me that, look, they invest a lot in this, they're trying to expand their companies, and they feel a lot more comfortable knowing that, look, we have a 2 year program, or we have a 2 year commitment from the town, and we can place all our marketing in Seabright, rather than have the risk of someone else coming in the second year and forcing them out, they have to start all over again. So they feel more comfortable investing in the town by having the second year. Otherwise, it's a volleyball. You know, the
right.
Yoga, I mean, we're not bidding out that many things. We're bidding out surf camps, yoga, and volleyball. I don't think there is anything else that we're doing right now. Is there?
Well, we do the beach chairs, but nobody did.
The skimboard,
the beach chairs, no one's done.
Yeah.
And
the skimboarding, too.
The skimboarding, I'm including that with the surf camp, skimboarding. So, I mean, that was my reason why I would want the 2 year, because I feel like you're doing something. These people are taking a chance on us, they're investing with us. They were here prior to Seabright being huge. Don, I mean, you've done a phenomenal job. Probably the best beach manager we've ever had. And I mean that sincerely.
Thank you.
I just think that there's nothing wrong with us giving people an opportunity to say 2 years. You're concerned about changes in the beach.
The landscape, we dealt with that.
Okay.
We
would have an act of God clause in the contract that if something happened to the beach that changed the landscape and it just couldn't be accommodated, we can get out of it.
Okay.
So that will be in the contract.
I feel
but that's my opinion. I mean, I'm only one voice. That's my opinion. I just think it's a good thing for the town.
I agree with Mark in the sense of the advertising that they're investing in. I mean, just basically they're putting our name out there. As a town, so they're
right.
getting, you know, people are seeing, they might not be interested in the surf camp, they might not be interested in volleyball, but they're seeing our name in various publications, emails, whatever, and they see that that's available, and so they're coming out. So there's,
right.
you know, there's the unseen advertising.
What do we think about potentially raising the minimum bid if we did a second year?
I have no problem with that either, but
I mean, I that would be another just recommendation. If we did go to a second year, And I agree with some of the things that you guys are saying. The points you make are good points. Just from a business standpoint, if we could add a little bit to the minimum bid, if we did add the second year, I think that
can
at least that's more
for 2 years. We would give people an option. We weren't requiring a 2 year bid.
Okay.
So someone could come in and just say, look, I only want 1 year, and if that's all I came in with, just a 1 year bid.
Right.
We would go with that. We're not going to say, no, you didn't go that. For 2 years, so you don't have it, you're not in.
Right.
So we're leaving that open.
How do we evaluate between a 1 year and a 2 year?
Well, I think if the 1 year came in and the 1 year was worth more than the 2 year, then we go to the 1 year.
That's a
okay.
What do you mean just in the 1 year, Councilman?
So if the 1 year came in at a much higher rate than what the 2 year was worth, you would go with the 1 year.
Well, I was just saying to Roger, what we can do, and Roger suggested too, is what we might be able to do is say if you're, let's say our 1 year is $1,000 minimum bid.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go for the 2 year, then it's $1,000 for the minimum bid, and then so let's say a 25-30% increase for the second year. If you do want to bid the second year, then it's $1,500 instead of $1,000,
yep.
$2,500
yep.
for the second year.
That makes sense to me.
The bottom line is, what Don said is that the only one that benefits from the 2 year lease is not Seabright.
I don't know if that's true.
Right now, he's saying, Don is basically saying that even without anybody coming and playing volleyball, only giving us $3,000, we're turning the numbers. We don't really need them. They need us. They need our beach. So they're coming. They're coming no matter what. He's recommending a year, not, you know, you're not that sold on it over 2 years.
Yeah, I'm not going to stand on the table and say,
right.
I feel really that strongly about it.
I would think
those were some of the concerns that I had. But, you know, I do understand too that as we grow, we want to make sure that the businesses that we're dealing with and the people that we're dealing with are people that we like to deal with. And there is something to be said for making sure that person is somebody that we have a track record with and we feel good about the 2 years.
But right now, all of our...
At the end of the day, I'm always an advocate for Seabright, and I know that we have something special going within the department. We're doing really, really, really well, and I was just concerned that second year that we just didn't benefit enough for us to enter into an agreement that would last that long.
Again, I just feel it's important to be true to someone who's been true to us. So I think that's important to allow the 2 year option. That's my opinion. These people have stuck with us for a while.
Don, just echo what Mark said, with an outstanding job, buddy.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah, definitely. There's no doubt. There's no contention there whatsoever.
And again, you know, we could, you know, if you guys just ask for my opinion sometimes, and I'll always give it to you. And those were the concerns. So I think, you know, some of you guys were in on that email that I had sent to the beach committee, and it was just that was my concern. But I'm okay, whatever you guys tell me.
The one vendor who made their case here basically said that the way, you know, if it does work out this way, the way it benefit us, if they invest more in terms of building their base and getting more individual in here to play, whatever. So that's why for them it's a safer bet for them to do 2 years, because it gives them a little stability.
That makes sense.
That just gave you the rationale that we heard. You know, that's the main way we could benefit from it. That's, again, we don't know how it's going to come out, if it come out that way, but that was the rationale, is that
right.
It give them time to actually...
I just like to work for that 2 year, again, we had talked about, and raising the minimum bid, and they just, you know, generate some more revenue for Seabright on the second year. That would be a good thing.
Yeah, with regard to the, obviously you look at the Skim Camp, and what the Skim Camp has been doing here. Now, Skim Camp is pretty much it's... You know, they're like a standalone. There's not too many people offering skimboarding camps in this area. So there's the chances of somebody coming in that overbidding them are probably slim. I'm not saying it's not possible, but with the volleyball folks, you got a lot of volleyball places up and down the shore here.
Yep.
And one of the benefits of keeping somebody like keeping the volleyball in here and stuff like that is also the fact that like how the Skim Camp has that the Skim Bash.
Right.
We could have a similar thing come in with the volleyball, where they're investing more. They could bring in a nationwide volleyball competition that could bring some really big names and advertising dollars to the town too. So that's one thing we need to think about. So,
how much did we do last year in the beach? Almost 700,000.
Yeah, 690.
And how much did we get for volleyball and skin?
7,000, just over 7.
So we should think about maybe up in the dollars.
Yeah, well, I like your suggestion. That came from Roger. I think it's a great suggestion. So, I mean, Joe, I'll make a motion to stick with the 2 years.
That's what we need to know. We need a little direction.
You'll second it?
I'll second that.
Can I call it all?
All right. So, Sam, you're hiding behind Ken next time. All right, so council members, Birdsall.
Yes.
Catalano.
Yes.
Keeler.
Akela.
Yes. Lexstein?
Yes.
And Rooney?
No way. No. No.
A very loud no.
All right.
Mr. Rooney.
The 2 years without clause and an increase.
Yes, it's got to have a clause in it.
Yeah,
and by the way, we always want you to express your opinion.
Yep. Listen, there's be times that we agree 100%, there'll be times that we disagree, but
exactly.
That was just, those were some of the things that I was concerned about.
You brought up the after God clause, which we were not thinking of, and that was
a
good add.
That's a good add.
Yeah,
as long as we keep making money, we keep progressing, I'm good.
Exactly. Thanks, Don.
Much appreciated. Okay.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it.
So we are on to a little different from last year. We are going to have, instead of having individual committee reports, we're just going to have a period where the mayor or council members can make comments. So if anyone wants to speak about anything, but in particular, anything relevant to your committees you oversee, this is your moment. So anyone on for everybody to speak? Somebody?
Progress made.
No, I don't have all the details.
Yeah, this Sunday is a polar plunge.
It's this Sunday. Go ahead.
And what kind of, anyone, isn't it the same?
I don't know, I forget, is the one at Eventide that's having it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what time it is though, I know there's one coming up and I don't remember where it is though. But it's private though.
It's typically done at the public beach, that's where it typically is. I think they actually come over the bridge and they go to the water, but I'm not sure what time it is.
Yeah. Joe, can you help there?
You should ask Don.
Actually, I could probably pull it up.
Is it 11 o'clock?
Is it 11 o'clock?
They're going to start registry at 11 in the water.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'd have to pull up my special events.
So there's nobody in the comments?
They're going to start showing up around 11. And they come across the bridge, don't they? Or is it they come from Tommy's?
I think in the past, they come from Tommy's. We have officers signed across them. I think they're using drift houses here. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I don't know how they're going to be coming into the municipal lot.
Okay, but Ocean House is their home base.
It's here, yeah, so yes.
Okay, there you go.
All right, we are on to executive session, and that's gonna, just as an FYI, anyone can stick around, but once we come out of executive session, we're not gonna make any more formal decisions, and so we will just move to adjourn after executive session. But that being said, you can still stay if you like. So
I'll make a motion going to executive session there.
Second.
All right, roll call. Council members Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Yes.